Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast, your weekly source of all things Star Wars, your weekly fix of Star Wars stuff. I'm your host for this evening, Riley Blanton. So glad that you've decided to tune in to this episode. Welcome to episode 66, Execute Order 66. I've waited a long time to say that. 66 episodes, so pleased that we are continuing on. And you know, this podcast has really been more than weekly when you think about it, recently with all the Celebration and Dragon Con coverage. But a couple quick updates. I can't remember if I've mentioned this in podcast before or not, but I know I've talked about it in some form. But just as a reminder, all episodes of the Star Wars Report podcast are now available in iTunes. You can go back and download all previous 65 episodes, our Dragon Con 2011, Dragon Con 2012, Star Wars Celebration 6, all that good coverage that we've done buried in the archives. But here I'm to talk to you. If you saw the show notes, you know what this show is all about. It's our special Reads Day, Star Wars Reads Day edition of the Star Wars Report. We interview the one, the only, the talented, the lovely Ashley Eckstein, voice of Ahsoka Tano, and really what I learned in this interview that really came across is she's got some smarts, kind of entrepreneurial spirit, if you will. So yeah, that was really cool. So I for you guys that are tuning in for the Ashley interview, thank you for tuning into the Star Wars Report. But what I want you guys to do, if you're not interested, I'm going to kind of do some setup and tell you guys the story behind how this interview happened in the first place, because it's a pretty good story. But if you don't want to hear me blab on, by all means, you can fast forward probably about 10 minutes or so, depending on how long I go here. And get right to the interview with Ashley herself, because it is indeed a great interview, and she was very nice to give it to us. But our tale, our victorious tale, begins in the year 2012. It was this past Saturday. In fact, I'm reading this late Monday night, getting ready to post up on Tuesday. It was this past Saturday. Yeah, that was Star Wars Reads Day, which is a great event and such a great idea. And I talk about it during the interview, but Star Wars Reads Day really kind of popped on my radar, and I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Maybe a few libraries here or there will do it. Little did I know, this event just kept growing and growing, and then the website showed up on StarWars.com, the special site, and everything. I mean, this thing was huge. And before you know it, you heard about the Star Wars authors and all kinds of craziness going on. A very successful event. I made the drive up north from where we are in our annex here at the local Georgia Star Wars Report studio. We headed up north to Atlanta, specifically to the suburb of Decatur, Georgia, to the Little Shop of Stories, which is a very quaint and very nice little store. It's really got an atmosphere of I would describe it as just kind of a laid-back environment, and it's much nicer and more intimate than a larger bookstore like a Barnes & Noble or something like that. And I got off a little bit later than I started, because it was just under an hour drive or so to this location, so I took off a little bit later than I wanted to, but I still got there about 10 minutes before the interview started, and got to tour around the bookstore for a few minutes, and I went upstairs to where I knew Ashley was signing and said hello, and she was very kind and actually recognized me and actually asked me where Bethany was, which is very kind of her. It's unusual to have someone remember little details, especially since when we talked to her was at Dragon Con, not this past year, but the last year. So that was very nice of her, and you know, gave you that extra boost of confidence, because Bethany is my wing woman, I guess we'd call it. She's my go-to gal, and we've got these kind of tag team interviews down, and so I felt I was a little lost without her, I will be honest. But she had a good excuse. She was not with me that day. She was at a cousin's, we mentioned it in the interview, I believe, but she was at a cousin's baby party. That shows you what I know. What do they call those things? Baby shower. She's laughing at me right now when she listens. But anyway, she said hello, but there was actually some other folks who were there to interview her, and I want to give them a shout out because they were actually really nice to me as well. And that's really the best part of the story. When I found out, I said, "Oh no, there's some other people there," and then I realized, "Oh, it's CNN." I figure they can do that. But you know, it was actually the folks over at CNN Geek Out, and I'm picking up their business cards right now because I don't want to get anything wrong. But Nikki Rao Baker, who is over at CNN, and then Lauren Berkeley, she contributes to geeksaresexy.net as well as the CNN Geek Out section of the site. So they were both there and were there to conduct their interview with Ashley. So they were there before I was, and I offered them to go ahead and conduct the interview. And they did. However, I noticed they didn't have, being a podcaster and thus kind of audio snob that I am. I self admit I am an audio snob, or at least I do like good audio equipment because it makes the experience a lot better. But yeah, they were there, and I offered them my recording equipment just as a way to maybe easier conduct the interview. And so what I want you guys to do right now is go over to geeksaresexy.net. It'll be featured there in the recent articles if you're listening to this soon after it's posted, and you can see their interview, fantastic interview also with Ashley Eckstein, and Lauren did the write up there. And was really cool, but not just that. It was kind of like it was journalists getting together in a way that I pretend that I'm a journalist and they are actual journalists. But I lent them some audio equipment. They actually the pictures you see in this blog post are on our Facebook page, which you should definitely go to. Nikki actually shot a lot of my interview, taking still photographs, fantastic photographs with a really nice camera. I've got camera jealousy. It was really, really nice of them to do that because I wouldn't have any kind of pictures of the event at all. And that's one thing I always regret is that Bethany and I, when we're out at these conventions, we're busy interviewing and don't usually have people to take pictures. And that's a nice kind of commemorative things because as much as we like the interview itself, it's an honor for Bethany and I when we do these things. So it's nice to have that picture as a memory. Which is nice. So definitely huge shout out to both Lauren and Nikki. They're both very, very nice and very kind to take the pictures and give me the pictures that you see in the blog post and on our Facebook page. So there you go. It's Star Wars Reads Day, a fantastic day. Ashley Eckstein, a fantastic actress. It was all around a fantastic day. Did I mention fantastic? I kind of get stuck on words. But that's it. Again, thank you guys for tuning into this episode 66 of the Star Wars Report. And before we jump into the interview, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, ToyHut.com. Bob Breedlove and the group over there are awesome. You guys have almost certainly heard us talk about them, but all I can say is head to the show notes for this episode, episode 66 of the Star Wars Report. I just became New Jersey Report, the Star Wars Report. But head over to the show notes for episode 66 and click through the link there, and that's where you can do all of your toy shopping. ToyHut.com is the place to get Star Wars action figures and collectibles. Head over to ToyHut.com and just click through our link there in the show notes, and they'll know where you came from. How awesome is that, and how awesome are they for sponsoring this episode? We can't thank them enough for their support. Oh, and one final note before we jump into the interview here. Right at the beginning, it's mentioned that there's a kind of an in joke as we start the interview, and I just wanted to explain that to you guys real quick. We started the interview, and I realized about 1 or 2 minutes in, just after the initial kind of introductions, that Ashley's microphone was muted. And this is fortunate where being paranoid helps me. I will often, in a very, as I say, paranoid fashion, double check and triple check the recorder while the interview is going on to make sure it's recording the audio. And I realized it wasn't. So it's kind of a little quick joke as we quickly restarted the interview. And she jumped right back into it. It was great. So Anywho, without further ado, I present to you guys my Star Wars Reads Day interview with Ashley Eckstein in Decatur, Georgia, at the Little Shop of Stories. Please enjoy. All right, check, check, and...
Okay, check, check. All right.
Now we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking for the very first time, I swear, Ashley Eckstein.
Hi!
I'll let the folks know the behind the scenes. Ashley! So long since I've talked to you.
So long.
It's been almost a year. Well, or almost 2 minutes. But
yeah.
Long story. But I would love to start to ask you right off. We're here at Decatur, Georgia, Little Shop of Stories on Star Wars Reads Day. How have you enjoyed it so far?
Oh, it's been a blast. It's been a blast. This is such an amazing bookshop and such an amazing event. I mean, to have, what was it, over like 1,200 events for Star Wars Reads Day is just such a cool thing.
I'll be honest, at the Star Wars Report, we do follow the fan community pretty closely, and it was fascinating to see how I heard about it and thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And then I kept hearing more and more and more people talk about it. And then the StarWars.com launched that part of the website, and there are thousands, it seemed, thousands of places and signings all over.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I definitely try to encourage reading, especially with young kids. And, you know, if you read about something you love, it makes it so much easier. And, yeah. Especially Star Wars. You know, it's such an amazing story. To me, it's a story of hope and a story of good always overcoming evil. And, you know, it's introducing reading to kids using such an amazing story. And
yes. That's my story. I remember just being 13, 14 years old. And as a guy growing up in the early 2000s at that age, usually the ideal form of entertainment was a PlayStation. But some of the books I would read were Star Wars books, the Young Jedi Knight series that they had back in the day. And that was long before I was really involved in the fan community side of thing or on the internet. But that kind of introduced me to this new world of Star Wars that, hey, there's something out there besides the films.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think kids are not only... you know, reading is obviously so important, you know, especially as kids get older, and it's such an integral part of education. And so to encourage it with stories that they love,
yes,
is something that I always try to do. So as soon as DK asked me to be a part of Star Wars Reads Day, I just said yes. The problem was they had to say, where in the nation are you going to be on that day? And as soon as I knew my schedule, I realized I was going to be in Atlanta and here, you know, in Decatur at Little Shop of Stories, and it all came together.
I know. That's awesome. And I'll tell you what, jumping kind of to Star Wars questions, I actually have here... In my kind of ghetto, I was going to be all professional. Actually, I was going to have a nice paper and everything, but it didn't. My printer failed.
I feel like
and
I feel like everyone's
in the real way,
yeah through
going
their
for
phones
the smartphones.
Nowadays.
So I'm on the iPod Touch. I actually had a quote where on your Facebook page you said, "What an awesome post written by Dave Filoni, where he addresses these crazy rumors that the Clone Wars has been canceled. It's definitely a must read." And that was referencing the big 100th episode celebration,
yes,
that recently happened. So it's kind of a twofold. How were you present and at that and is there a feeling within the Clone Wars cast that this is coming to an end? Because it may not be canceled, I don't think, but I think there is that sense of finality where we really are getting into these deeper stories where I guess, to put it this way, my spine kind of tingles where I realize, oh, we're getting closer to the films, we're getting closer to this story, mm-hmm, as it gets a little darker. And I couldn't help but notice there's a 12-year-old girl signing the Clone Wars, asking you to sign the Clone Wars book. I'm sure you've heard this question before, but does it sometimes seem a little bit... are you ever trepidatious about it? This is a dark story where it's going eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you kind of just said it. It's not so much that we feel that the Clone Wars is coming to an end, because we're still going. I mean, we're, you know, I just recorded an episode the other day. So that's why I, you know, wanted to point out Dave's blog post, because
yes,
you hear all these rumors and we're just, you know, working away. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, I should definitely tell kids, don't believe everything you read.
But it was on the internet.
I know, especially if it's on the internet. you know, I think what you just said, what the fans are paying attention to is the fact that we are getting closer to episode 3. And that's what our show is telling. It's telling the story between episode 2 and episode 3. So as we get closer to episode 3, what's going to happen? I don't even have that answer. I don't know what eventually happens to Ahsoka. I honestly don't. So I'm anxious. I mean, I know what I'm recording right now, which is in the future. But I don't know the ultimate outcome and the ending, and I'm very anxious about it. I've become very attached to her.
As many fans have, and it became a running joke even at Celebration at some of the Clone Wars panels. I remember, no, I can't tell you what's going to happen to Ahsoka. But that is kind of the ultimate question, and I think it's fascinating. When I first heard about an animated series for Star Wars, the questions were immediately, wait, Anakin has a Padawan? And now the question is, what's going to happen to Anakin's Padawan? It's kind of funny how that shift happened.
Yeah, and I have to give the credit to Dave Filoni and his crew and the writing staff. I mean, the stories that they've given her are just incredible. And, you know, I know she started out in a very snippy place and a lot of people did not like her. I'm very aware of that fact. But I just ask fans for their patience. And I said, you know, please just go along this journey and this story with her. And I think the fans that have been patient and have just gone along with the story are now the people that are really attached.
I'm certainly one of them. But I have to ask, though, I know there are fans that didn't. Is that something that you guys, if you kind of have to turn your back on, so to speak, or at least there are fans who felt that, well, this is too outlandish that Anakin would never have a Padawan, and I think it's unfortunate that they haven't gone on this journey with us through the Clone Wars. But is that still a concern where, as I guess on your part, voicing Ahsoka and portraying that character, is that something that you're concerned with or moving forward?
No, I mean, what I would say to fans is it's definitely not too late, and actually it's the perfect time. If if fans kind of gave up on the show in the beginning because they thought it was just absurd that, Anakin had a Padawan, Clone Wars is now going into syndication. So yes, they're starting from the beginning, and now as a Star Wars fan, I think is the best time to jump back in, start from the beginning, watch our show, and just follow the characters, because I think, you know, as you've said, if you're a fan and you have stuck with us, oh my gosh, you know, we're telling
some
amazing stories. And it's not just a show for kids. It's for all ages. You know, it is for kids. It is for adults. But it's not just this cheesy show. I mean, I really think it's, you know, a show giving Star Wars fans what they've always wanted.
I absolutely agree. And I've been a Star Wars fan for much of my life. But unlike many people, I didn't really become aware of this fan community until much later. Really, it's 2006, 2007, when Clone Wars was already on the rise and coming into the fan community. All right, something that you guys were very successful with was StarWars.com's coverage of Celebration 6. And Celebration,
yes,
it was a fantastic time. Bethany and I really enjoyed it there. I want to take just a moment to say Bethany really wishes she could be here.
I know. I miss Bethany. Please tell her hello.
Yeah, she's off at a cousin's, just for the listeners, she's off at a cousin's baby shower. So probably having, I thought at first she would be having a better time today, and then I realized I got to come here. So.
Oh.
I won't rub it in too much. But Celebration, it was a great experience. And as part of StarWars.com's coverage and part of her universe, you did this amazing video diary. And if you guys haven't seen it, head over to StarWars.com and watch the full 42 minutes.
I apologize.
No need to apologize, because it was a documentary that really gave fans an idea of some of the behind the scenes of what goes into an event like that. Because if you just go to the show floor and maybe a few panels, which is what many fans do, you don't really have an appreciation for the effort that went into some of those events. But I'm curious, what was the process? When did that? Who came up with that idea?
You know, I was actually talking with a friend of mine at MTV Geek, and I was working with MTV Geek at San Diego Comic-Con, and my producer for some of the segments, he looked at my schedule, and he said, "This schedule is insane." And he was like, "We just need to give you a video diary, Cam, and, you know, and show fans that side of it."
Yeah.
And I laughed it off, and I was like, "Oh, you know, nobody wants to see that." Well, then I'm now a regular contributor on the Star Wars blog, and I was asked to cover Celebration from my point of view. And, you know, I didn't really have the time during Celebration to sit down and do written posts. And so I thought about my conversation with my friend Chris from MTV Geek, and I said, wait a minute, let's try this video diary, and let's show the fans let's just kind of take the fans behind the scenes with me and show them what happens from my point of view. And, you know, I've never really been a girl that keeps a written diary. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was perfect. It's like, no, I kind of would do a video diary instead. And I don't know. It was fun. It's kind of silly. Mm-hmm. But I think it is giving a kind of a behind the scenes view that you wouldn't normally get on a written blog post.
Yeah, it's interesting because I see Clone Wars fans have this, I think, unusual fascination with the team behind it. And I think that's a reflection of what you've been able to do and your fellow castmates have been able to do to represent Star Wars fans. I mean, look where you're sitting. You're sitting at a fan event signing books at Star Wars Reads Day, and that's an example of what many of your fellow Clone Wars actors do.
Yeah, I mean, as a cast, we love what we do so much that we want to go out and tell everyone about it and, yeah. And also thank the fans, because we wouldn't still be making the show if it weren't for the incredible support from the fans. So for me, it's important to me to get out and to meet everyone and say thank you, to thank the 501st, to thank the Rebel Legion, to thank the Star Wars Report, everyone that is keeping Star Wars going. You know, it's a community, and, you know, it's important to get out and meet everyone and thank everyone.
Well, we can't thank you enough for what you've done. And I do have a couple. I put out the call to Twitter and Facebook.
Oh.
And I have a couple quick questions for you.
Okay.
Before we close out, and Ryan Weevil wants to know, and I've actually heard your answer to this, but I want to re-ask it. He wants to know, will you be making a His Universe line? But let me kind of rephrase that, because I know you very focus on the much needed arena of female fans wanting their own clothing, but I'm not sure. Do you realize that you've become a representative of the female fan community, specifically in Star Wars, in a way that doesn't happen in the male community, where you've really this rise, I think, of the female fan sites really has represented. You've rode that wave and become a great representative, and that kind of community doesn't really exist on the male side of fandom. That's what I think, anyway. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll start with the merchandise. From a merchandise standpoint, you know, I'm not going to try to recreate something that is already being done and being done well. And for the men, there's so much great merchandise
yes.
out there. And so I don't feel that I could do anything any better, you know, so it's definitely not the mission statement of our brand. Our brand is, you know, for the female fans that had been so underserved for so long. So, I definitely don't see us doing His Universe anytime soon. Now, if I have the opportunity to create something that is not being done for men, like our one men's shirt, we have a Sharktopus shirt on our
yes.
website. That's because it wasn't even being offered for men. So I said, you know, that's not the standpoint of our brand, because we're never trying to say that sci-fi is just for women. It's for everyone. And so, but if it is already being done for men, then I'm not going to give it a shot, because I don't think we could do anything better than what's already out there. In terms of male kind of people that are being spokespersons for the brand, I think it's just being done in different ways. I know James Arnold Taylor is such a great representative for the Star Wars brand. And Dave Filoni, I mean, his blog posts on StarWars.com, if you're not reading his blog posts, you need to. Because
yes.
he truly has so many great things to say, and he's taking the fans behind the scenes. So I think we all do it in different ways, but there's a lot of great guys out there. I mean, so many of the guys from the 501st, what, you know, and the Rebel Legion, what they're doing. Not to mention what the women are doing, but like
yeah.
you said, we kind of have our own little community. So.
Well, and I think it's fascinating because it's new, and it's really changed the landscape of how we interact with each other, because Star Wars fandom itself has changed drastically since 2007 and 2008 when the Clone Wars was first beginning, and the rise of things like Twitter and social media changes that, and women have empowered themselves in a way that I think is fantastic, because it's unique and it's different than Mark Echo would be an example of a guy who does men's clothing, but it's
yeah.
It doesn't have the same sense of community. And that's not to say it's a detraction, but I do think it's a really cool distinction of something that you've been able to do.
Well, but that was also part of the plan from day one, because we not only were trying to sell merchandise, we were trying to debunk a stereotype. We had two you know, things to accomplish, because female fans were not going to be recognized in the broader sense if we didn't break down and debunk the stereotype that sci-fi was just for the men and the boys. So the only way to do that was to build a community and for all the female fans to come together. And so that was deliberate. And that was something that I said to the fans from day one. I said, you know, the only way we're going to change people's minds, united we stand, divided we fall. So if we come together united, then people are going to listen to us. And it's something that I couldn't do on my own. I had to do with everyone else. And I think that's why you've seen what you've seen, because, you know, we put out the battle cry, and when girls come together, we're a force to be reckoned with.
You are. Wow. Fantastic. Ashley, thank you so much, not just for coming on the show again, but for so well representing Star Wars fans and female Star Wars fans everywhere. It's very sweet of you. Thank you
so much, Riley. And please tell Bethany hello.
I will. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Eckstein here, voice of Ahsoka Tano, here at Star Wars Reads Day at the Little Shop of Stories, and you're listening to the Star Wars Report.
All right, that does it for the episode of the Star Wars Report podcast. Episode 66 is in the can. I'd like to a huge, huge thank you to Ashley Eckstein. She was so nice and so engaging in the conversation and very generous with her time. I can't thank her enough for coming on the podcast once again. And if you guys aren't watching The Clone Wars, you should be. I don't care what else you're doing. It's like she mentioned in the interview, now's the time to go. Definitely be watching The Clone Wars. It's amazing stuff. So that does it for this episode of the Star Wars Report. You guys can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Star Wars Report, which is where you can now find a gallery of images taken by the extremely professional and amazing quality, both in terms of pictures and the person, Nikki from CNN. You can find those pictures over at facebook.com/Star Wars Report. You can follow us on Twitter at Star Wars Report, and we've been tweeting there a lot more regularly. Some fun pictures, nudes, tidbits, and random thoughts that pour forth from various staff members' heads about that galaxy far, far away. And last but not least, everything that you could possibly want Star Wars wise is over at StarWarsReport.com, and we are so glad that you are part of our community, because you are. If you're listening to this, you are part of the Star Wars Report community, and we can't thank you enough for doing so and being such an awesome person for being so. So that does it. That wraps up this episode of the Star Wars Report, and I will see you guys on the other side. Have a great week.